This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Was that too early again?
No.
Okay.
That would seem more reasonable.
All right. Just check it. I want to meet the Richie Rich QA standards of the "and we're back" phraseology.
I mean, it's more in line with the music. Like, usually there's like a beat that hits, and that seems to be the appropriate.
Like on the snare.
Something like that.
Okay.
Something right. Close to that.
603-283-6160. Write that number down. Grab a crayon. Inscribe it on the fridge.
Tattoo it on your arm.
Domestic Terrorist Hotline.
Well, if you're going to tattoo it on your forehead, do it backwards so at least you can read it right in the mirror.
And people can see it, like, if they're driving in front of you.
Yes.
603-283-6160. If you want to join us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
So, we've been doing some zany stuff. There's a couple of, like, serious things that I want to talk about. One of them is this. This is a, we'll call it an internet privacy, it's a red flag to me.
Okay.
This is from Tech Explorer, that's T-E-C-H, the letter X, P-L-O-R-E. Ooh. Yeah. As tech companies like to misspell their crap. To
it's because all the good domains are taken, right, man.
Or they make words up. Roku.
U.S. tech titans look to ditch passwords. Apple, Google, and Microsoft said Thursday, and this article is from May 5th, so they said a couple of weeks ago, that they are looking to get rid of passwords and replace them with a more secure way to access accounts or devices.
They already have the biometrics on your phone.
The U.S. tech titans jointly announced support for a common standard that will let people sign in by unlocking their mobile phones, say, with fingerprint or face recognition.
Or chip.
Are you sure that's from this year?
How about a chip?
You have to pay attention to what they're not saying.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh.
So, U.S. Titans jointly announced that blah, blah, blah. The complete shift to a passwordless world will begin with consumers making it a natural part of their lives, said Microsoft Vice President Alex Simons. What they're talking about is getting rid of passwords.
Okay.
Not having, you know, facial recognition and biometrics and fingerprints in addition to passwords, but getting rid of passwords altogether. What does that mean for tech privacy? That means that no matter what your interaction is online, you will be identified.
Okay.
Period.
Well, and also, at least with the phone, I think it's been adjudicated that you can't be compelled to say your passphrase or your code,
right,
but you can be compelled to look at the device or press your finger to it.
Yeah. Or if the cop beats you over the head unconscious, they can just grab your phone and, you know,
right.
Or stick it up to your face and be like, well, hey, we're in. Sweet.
Right.
Right.
So this is why it is a concern to me, because, A, there needs to be privacy in the world. People need to be able to interact anonymously, particularly for reasons of free speech, for example. And then also because, you know, like you say, the court has already said that you cannot be compelled to give up your passwords. Well, if they eliminate passwords altogether and only go with biometrics, that does away with that whole thing. And now police and other authorities can have access to whatever they want, whenever they want, and you have no say in it.
It's going to be a felony when the cops come knocking at your door and you go like, what's the password?
It's going to be a lot of people walking around with three fingers.
We could talk more about this in moments, but first let's go to the phones. So let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
What's on your mind?
This may or may not be caused by naked aliens.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Yeah, I know, I will. I will. Every picture I've ever seen of an alien, it was naked. Scales on and such, but anyway.
That's a very conservative-looking alien. They're dressed very, you know, covered up, and, you know, anyway, go ahead.
The way he makes it sound, it seems like he's looked at a lot of them, also conservative.
Being as how the strange and obtuse get blamed for everything,
and
as how it's getting to be the season for people wanting to get out and about, I want you guys to try to guess which state in the union is the number one in campground killings.
It's not New Hampshire. Florida.
No, probably not.
Okay, so I just want to clarify. It is not New Hampshire, correct?
No, we're about it's not to go New
camping. Okay, because you know we're going to do some camping here in a couple of weeks.
I said Florida because it seems like a Florida man type of story.
And no magic rectangles.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking. I went camping last night. I'm still alive, and so it's not New Hampshire. I would say it's got to be Georgia. The devil went down to Georgia.
I knew one of y'all was going to go there. Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
How ironic.
You don't understand the irony of that. But
was the microphone on during the break?
I hope not. So let's see. You guessed Georgia. What did you say?
I said Florida because it seems like a Florida man story.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Well, I tell you what, I hate to bust y'all's bubble, but Michigan's number one in something.
Oh, wow.
What did you do?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wait, are you telling us that...
It's all the Canadians crossing the border.
Well, they like to eat them first. They're more tender.
Wait, so you're the one going into Canada and taking out the...
Are you marinating them in Molson ice or something?
No, ice beer gives you a hangover. That's not good stuff.
But it's good for marinating meat, though. You ever have beer can chicken? Or beer can Canadian?
Oh, yeah, beer can chicken's great.
I've had a beer batter like pot roast. That was delicious.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Batter pot roast?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, it was like beer-soaked pot. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, beer marinated. Yeah.
Sure.
Beer does amazing things to animal meat as far as tenderization is concerned. Beer can chicken... Go ahead.
Anything that's acidic will start cooking the meat. I mean, here's a weird test. Take a can of Coca-Cola and pour it over a pork chop. The acid will cause the little worms that live in the raw pork to come out.
Acid, man. Wow.
But vinegar, vinegar will start cooking meat, like lemon juice, anything that's acidic. Even tomato juice. That's where ketchup came from. The Chinese invented ketchup. They used to fill crocks with it, and they'd keep their meat soaking in it to keep them going funky.
What a crock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's such good information.
Anything else, Major?
No. Peace out, boys.
All right. Take care. Major Payne, everybody, from Michigan with his apparently his state number one in campground killing. So,
and his admission to being a part of it in some form.
That's why I'm like, what did you do? He didn't respond to it, so I can only assume he has nothing to do with it
allegedly.
Don't shoot the messenger.
But should you be in Michigan and you're going to go camping, why, perhaps you would like to make sure you have an armament of some sort with you.
Did he say it was like human killings, or was it like just bears attacking campers?
He did not specify. Okay. I assume he was talking about, he said campground killings.
Understood.
So maybe he was talking about like bears coming to the campground and killing people or something, but I'm assuming he's talking about like people who've been murdered at a camp.
Yeah. Is it trailer park killings then? Because that's, some of those are technically campgrounds. And though those people have a propensity,
those people. Oh, all right. So let's swing back around to this passwordless maneuvering by the tech giants Apple, Google, and Microsoft. By working together as a community across platforms, we can at last achieve this vision and make significant progress towards eliminating passwords. Which.
So they're going to get everyone on two-factor and then take one of those away.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant idea, fellas.
They're going to take the one away that that allows privacy to occur.
Yeah.
So that no matter what you do online, you're going to be identified, which means, no more S-posting.
They're breaking the internet.
No more multiple accounts. So, like, you know, when Mfferberg decides to, give you the 30-day Facebook jail.
Elon, if he takes over Twitter.
Right.
That's one of the things he said. Like, we're going to eliminate all the bots and everyone's going to have to be verified.
Ooh.
Like, well, that sucks.
Yeah. Reliance on passwords alone is decried as a major security flaw on the internet. By who?
The World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
With people keeping them overly simple, well, that's on you. Or using the same one repeatedly, that's also on you, to make it easier to manage many accounts.
Hey, coming up next, what does Elon have on Hillary that keeps him alive?
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
That's it. 603. We'll figure this out. Perhaps one day we'll be radio professionals.
Professionals, yes.
Perhaps. Today, however, is not that day.
As far as talkers is concerned, still just Mark and Ian.
603-283-6160. It is their show. So
I understand.
603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily.
But when Mark posted, I always put like et al at the bottom of it.
Et al, yeah.
Yeah.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Both Richie Rich and Steve Classic here in the studio are wearing what they call their
uniform Sunday best.
Sunday best with a capital B.
Yes.
That's what the Bitcoin font is. Both wearing Bitcoin shirts. They actually wanted to grab a permanent marker and mark my shirt, and I'm like, no,
I did not say a permanent marker. I said a fabric pen.
Oh, well, whatever.
There's a difference.
I wear Bitcoin gear from time to time.
Okay.
But
just not on Sundays.
There's no uniform. There's no code. There's no rule that says, hey, when you do the show on
Sunday, it's a social contract there.
Show me it. Show me the social contract.
Signed.
Where did I sign the social contract? I did not. I didn't. Nay. Anyway, Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. When you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get all the latest headlines of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. All right. We were talking about the tech giants maneuvering to eliminate the use of passwords, which is not how they're positioning this. They're positioning this as, we need to move forward in technology for better security and only use biometrics. And what that means, of course, is bye-bye privacy.
Keeping you safe. Just keeping you safe.
Everything you do online will be tracked. You will be identified for every interaction you ever have if they have their way.
What they got to do is just build in a back door for the government. That's
it. They've already done that.
They continuously do that. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. First, let's go to the phones. We have Gigi calling from Charleston. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Knowing how much I love and am passionate about current events, and you brought this up so eloquently a few weeks ago, I have a question. I'd like to know your opinion, all three of you, this evening.
Okay.
Please. We invaded Iraq. We invaded Afghanistan. And President Biden, our illustrious, fearless leader, has now sent in special forces into godforsaken Somalia. What the hell are we doing there?
Well, so first of all, I just want to make sure that I clarify. I know what you say or what you mean when you say we. You mean the United States government.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm not part of that. I don't claim that.
Then let me
be
more specific. The American federal government and military.
Yes. What are, quote, we, unquote, doing there? The same thing as they've been doing, and this is my opinion, we'll go around the table here, my opinion, the same thing that they've been doing since I've been alive, and that is continuing to build the empire.
I'm going to go with laundering money.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Richie Rich says laundering money. Steve Classic.
Yeah.
Do we have to take down our Ukrainian decorations?
Oh,
put up Somali decorations.
Gigi, is it?
You're not awoke until you do.
I like what Richie Rich said.
Yeah. Really makes
and
you think.
And here is one
10%
more,
for the
one
big
more
guy.
Question.
Right,
one more question, please, because again, the current events really caught my attention, and I really, really appreciate how you spoke so eloquently a few weeks ago about the Uyghur community and the importance of current events. I have been learning for almost 2 weeks about the residential schools that the American federal government, in conjunction with various Protestant and Catholic schools, forcefully removed indigenous children from Native American, Native Alaskan, and Native Hawaiian families and communities force them to convert to Catholicism or Christianity, cut their hair. They could no longer speak their native languages. They had to learn English and study American history and European culture. By the time they were released many years later, they had learned all of these white American European things. They didn't know who the hell they were.
Seems like an effective strategy.
Should they be given reparations? What do you think, boys?
See, reparations is something that
once you start, you'll never go. You'll never finish.
I agree.
It's so. Well, first of all, let me say the things you've just described that the government did to these people and will probably do again to other people in the future, because we learned from the past that people seldom learn from the past.
Ain't that the truth?
These things are horrific. It is literally the original cultural appropriation, right? They're erasing these other people's culture in favor of the culture they want them to participate in.
Isn't that a form of genocide?
I believe it is.
Yes, I agree with you.
Social genocide, not necessarily killing
them. Cultural genocide.
The answer to reparations is, well, you're talking about the organization that actually perpetrated these things now giving people money that they first took from everybody else, you see. And so I don't think that's a viable solution to the problem. I think the better solution, of course, is to just get rid of the organization that does these evil things, in my opinion.
So, yes.
Let me ask a different question, or the same question a different way. Should the people, if you could find the individuals who were actually affected by this, should they not be made whole again? And if so, by whom then?
And how?
Right. So if we're saying no to reparations, right, if it's like, my grandfather was like kicked off the reservation and has haircut, right, you are not owed anything. Your grandfather's owed anything. And
I agree
pass
with
that,
that. Yeah.
Right?
And,
yes,
yeah,
in order,
I agree with that.
You hit on a nice point, Richie Rich, and that is, in order for justice to occur, whoever the affected people were need to be made whole again. But the question is, by whom, and then, of course, how?
Right.
Right. So my disagreement is with the how. Right.
The reparations.
Because generally we're talking about...
I agree with what you're saying. Yeah. But what's so sad is that it remains a neglected issue and a forgotten element of our own social history of this country.
One of the interesting things about being from Hawaii, right, is that the federal government apologized for invading and conquering the native Hawaiian islands and then didn't do anything to make it right.
Thank you for the call, Gigi. We appreciate you.
Well, Fauci recommends stopping the spread of monkeypox by covering your eyes, ears, and mouth. Coming up next.
This is Free Talk Live.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met Sunday with the chairman of the Hyundai Motor Group in Seoul, South Korea, applauding the automaker's pledge to invest some $10 billion in U.S. factory-based production of electric vehicles and related technologies, including a factory in Georgia.
And the new facility should be rolling out the latest electric vehicles and batteries to power them by 2025.
Biden on the second half of his Asian trip, arriving in Tokyo Sunday afternoon. The United States is sending more money to Ukraine. The U.S. sending $40 billion in security and humanitarian aid to the country. The White House saying President Biden signed the legislation while on his trip in Asia. Administration officials believe the $40 billion will be enough to keep Ukraine afloat through the current fiscal year. USA Radio News. Gas prices are holding somewhat steady this weekend. AAA reporting the national average cost for a gallon of regular is $4.59 a gallon. That's up from the average a week ago of $4.12. Andy Lipow is the president of Lipow Oil Associates. He doesn't see any end in sight regarding high energy and gas prices.
We're looking at high gasoline and other energy prices for the foreseeable future. The fact of the matter is that oil demand around the world is continuing to grow while the supply is more difficult to come by.
Johnny Depp will once again take the witness stand Monday in his defamation trial against Amber Heard. A source telling the entertainment website Deadline that Depp will be called by the defense as a witness a little over 2 weeks since he last appeared on the stand. Next week will mark the final week to the trial, with the defense expected to rest their case early in the week. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
At the end of the drum roll there. Well done, Richie Rich. Your timing is impeccable. We'll make a professional out of you yet.
I had a friend, and we would like listen to dubstep in the car.
You had a friend?
I know, it's weird.
Damn it.
But I had like the good sound system in the Corolla.
Yeah.
And we were like listening to dubstep, and he would like change the song before the bass dropped. I'm like, dude, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all that buildup, you got to get to the release before you changed it the button, dude.
I have a friend of mine who's notorious for when we'd get together and, like, you know, drink or play pool or card games or whatever. He would get to a certain quantity of drunkenness and or intoxication, and then he became that guy, the DJ who like, oh, I got to change his music, put on something more kick-ass. And so he'd go, and he'd put on something, and then like midway through that song, or maybe sometimes not even midway, he'd be like, nah, I don't like this one, I go over and change. And like, so it gets to a point where like, it sort of ramps up, right? At first, it's just like, oh, he's going to change one song, and, you know, maybe a half hour goes by, and then, like, you know, more intoxication ensues, and then before you know it, he's just changing every other song or whatever, and you're like, no!
I just want to listen to the chorus of everything.
Or like,
sing along with that.
Like even like a hardcore song, right? Before like the breakdown, like if you cut that out, you're like, no,
yes.
There's no resolve at all.
Yes, you got to get there.
Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain, Steve Classic.
And Rich Rich.
So we were talking about this maneuvering by the tech giants, Apple, Microsoft, et cetera, and so on.
Social engineering, perhaps?
Well,
firms?
Kind of, where they are trying to eliminate the use of passwords. And they're claiming that passwords are not secure because, well, people are dumb.
Right? People forget, like, their passwords.
If you're using password 123 as your password, you're dumb.
From the guy who doesn't even have a password manager.
I do have a password manager.
Just not that one?
Just not that one.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Also, I have developed over time my own personal methods for taking care of these things that do not involve, oh, I don't know, using numbers in a sequence or reusing the same words for, you know, it. You have to have a different password that is, in my opinion, longer than whatever they recommend, right? Some sites are like, your password has to be a minimum of
8
characters, and it has to be numbers and letters and caps and special characters and blah, blah, blah. So, like, just, you know, take that and, like, make it actually more than that, right?
Yes.
Take those as the minimum.
Double it at 10%.
And yeah, double it at 10%, something along those lines. But develop your own system, because that's the point of being an individual, is that you have the ability to do these things. Then, if you want to use something similar to a password manager, feel free to do so, so that you are human, you don't forget.
Yeah.
But people forget, so...
So that's why they reuse the same passwords, to make it insecure.
Password 123.
There's a right way. But what is wrong, for certain, is for these tech companies to be eliminating the use of passwords, because what comes with that is the elimination of online privacy.
Are they? Maybe they're trying to eliminate the passwords, again, because they've realized it's insecure for most users, and it's a cost to them when it gets hacked.
It's not insecure for most users. In fact, it's plenty secure for most users. They're pointing out the dumb people
as the
security flaw who use it incorrectly.
Right, but those people are going to cost them if there's a hack or a leak.
Small percentage of people who use, you know, these services. What they want, of course, is to be able to track everything you do, because these tech giants are in the business of tracking you, what you do, all your movements, your reactions to things. I have security cameras on my property, and I had a friend over who was waiting on the porch for me to come out, and they were on their phone. Right. Now, it was after dark, and so my cameras turned to infrared mode at that point, and at the top of their smartphone, where their camera is, my infrared camera picked up a continuous series of flashing as they scrolled through whatever the heck it was they were on. I don't know what they were looking at the time, which you don't see when the phone is active. So your phone, your device is, I'm going to guess, taking photos of your reactions to things as you scroll, logging that information in some way, shape, or form, and then these tech companies are turning around and using that information as advertising, marketing, et cetera. So
we talked about it a little bit during the break. Captain, you didn't watch the documentary, the 2000 Mules things. Steve, you and I did.
Yeah.
But like, one of the highlights of that documentary was the fact that they're already tracking you by the phone itself.
Yes.
Right? Like,
geocaching?
They know who you are. They know where you've been.
Yep.
And the documentary shows that, you know, they can follow, they can pinpoint you on the map, your entire route, and trace that back to you.
Yeah.
So who cares about the password?
Well, so they can if you are tied to that device. If you're not tied to that device, i.e. burner phone,
okay,
they can track, quote, somebody, but they don't know it's you.
Okay.
Specifically.
Well, the idea behind the burner phone as well, you just chuck it.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if you got to use biometrics on a burner phone, you've eliminated the entire purpose of a burner phone.
Or you just don't turn on the password or the biometrics. You just leave it unlocked. It's a burner.
But they're talking about eliminating
unlocking your phone.
They're talking about eliminating the ability for you to even use a password. So it can only be unlocked by biometrics, which identifies you immediately and eliminates the entire purpose, the entire use of burner phones.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if you have that burner phone and you don't want it to attach to yourself, you just don't lock it. You don't turn on any security on it. That's just a burner.
They'll probably work around that.
You dial the random number, you text a random
thing. You're going to have to activate the phone in some way, shape, or form, and when it goes through its activation sequence, it's going to say, swipe your finger, or
hold
it
up
to your face.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Look left, look right.
It'll be a requirement of the technology.
All right.
And there goes online privacy.
there goes online privacy, is the whole point of me bringing up this article and this discussion.
Get a flip phone.
We can talk more about that, but first let's go to Peakless Mountaineer in New Hampshire. Peakless, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to, off the bat, I wanted to wish everyone in the world a happy Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Happy Bitcoin Pizza Day! Yes, how many years ago, Peakless?
Let's see, that was 2009, I think.
Yeah, okay. So do the math.
Let's see, 2009 was when it was released. Sorry, I don't keep track of years too often.
13 years, according to Steve Classic.
There you go.
Thank you.
Quick math.
Thank you for the quick math.
So did you buy a pizza with Bitcoin today, Peakless?
I haven't. My neighbor and landlord did, though.
Okay. Cool. So you participated, at least.
So last year, this particular anniversary fell on a day in which I was hosting the show, and I did indeed buy pizza with Bitcoin from a little place called Little Zoe's Pizza in Keene, New Hampshire. Because they do accept cryptocurrency. And so I did that. However, they're closed on Sunday, so I was unable to buy a Bitcoin pizza today. We did have a little civil disobedience-style gathering last night in the Keene Circle where one of the participants did bring a pizza, which they purchased with Bitcoin. So we celebrated the night before.
No, but if it was after midnight... Oh, no, it was at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we started at 10:30 or something, so it wasn't quite after midnight.
Yeah, and he did use Dash Direct to buy the pizza.
Oh, nice. So not even Bitcoin, but still. In 2009, a gentleman, I'm trying to remember his name off the top of my head.
Yoshi Nakamoto.
No.
Francois Cunningham.
Oh, the one who did the purchase.
The guy who made the pizza. Yeah, he wanted some Little John's pizza. He put up an offering on, was it Reddit or something, where he was like, hey, I'll give you $10,000, you know.
10,000 Bitcoin.
Sorry, 10,000 Bitcoin, not $10,000. 10,000 Bitcoin, send me a couple large pizzas, so I got some leftover for tomorrow, too. And somebody took them up. I think it was Papa John's was the pizza. Did you have more Peakless money?
I did.
All right, hang on, we'll keep going. 603-283-6160.
Man with no sleep, no hydration, or caffeine is blindsided by inexplicable migraines. Coming up next.
This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email admin. advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Is that good timing?
Yeah. I couldn't tell. And now we're all wearing glasses.
Yeah. Oh, we are. Glasses Talk Live. Nerd Talk Live.
Nerd. Like the dragon from the nerd book.
Glasses do make you look smarter than you actually are. I should know.
Or Anderson Cooper knows. He looks like he's a smart guy, but he's not.
I hate that guy.
Yeah.
He's always fake, dude.
Now Elon's going to put glasses on, and people are really going to think he's brilliant.
Wow. Did you see the bit where he was like, you know, whenever there's a controversy, but now that there is, you know, talk about me controversy-wise, we can use the term elongate.
Elongate, yes.
It's just brilliant.
So I will say this. I would not put it past him to have foreseen the accusations against him.
Yeah.
And then preemptively changed to Republican and called it out so that it seems convenient. Just going to throw that out there.
I mean, sure.
If he's that smart, he knew how to get ahead of this thing, and that would be
a tech-savvy person certainly, you know, could do those things and would be smart to do so.
Yes.
Particularly if he has a bunch of money where he can, like, hire some people to, like, hey, what do you think is going to happen here?
Or if he had a premonition or an inclination or someone said, like, dude, she's about to talk about
or
it.
He opened a history book or something, yeah. Right? Paid attention a little bit to, like, what happens in politics. Like, yeah. This is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you want. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
We were talking with Peakless Mountaineer. He was saying, hey, happy Bitcoin Pizza Day to everybody. That's, of course, commemorating the first pizza transaction with Bitcoin. 10,000 Bitcoin were spent on a couple of Papa John's large pizzas. And that amount of Bitcoin today, millions?
$30 million.
Peakless?
It's around about 30,000 apiece right now. So
it's a lot.
So do the math.
It's a lot of dough. Yeah, it's a lot of dough.
$300
million. $300 million.
But not really, because if he had never spent it, then it never would have been worth any dollars.
Yes.
And I gotta push back on you. You said that Dash Direct wasn't spending Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin's a protocol. He wasn't spending Bitcoin Core, but it was definitely Bitcoin.
I mean, without Bitcoin, none of the other cryptocurrencies would exist. So, you know, there's something to be said there. And
well, I mean, there's also, like, I mean, it, like, Ethereum's a totally different animal, but everything that operates by that protocol, I mean, it, there are different different histories, but they're all Bitcoin. But that's not what I wanted to talk about.
All right, get to your point.
Well, then why did you leave with that?
Because it's a
Bitcoin
holiday,
pizza day.
Rich. It's a holiday. An important one at that. No, I wanted to point out the good news. And that
good
is
news,
that,
everyone. It's a suppository right now. What's your good news, Pecos?
That Nina Jankowicz is off the has resigned from the disinformation board.
Right, I heard that Janky Bitch was out. But they hired
so they want you to believe.
Right, right. Yeah. And they put the whole thing on, quote, pause, unquote. But didn't they hire some guy named Jerkoff or something? Like,
I haven't seen it, but I'm just happy that the anti-Poppins is gone. And wherever she goes, I'm sure it's going to be somewhere terrible. And I'd also like all the listeners to know that a lot of this probably had to do with the Integrity Initiative leak. There was a really big leak that hasn't gotten a lot of press. So if anyone wants to look into that, it is really telling.
Okay, consider me the conspiracy theorist then. I don't think the disinformation board is going anywhere.
No, in fact.
It's just going back into the deep state recesses where it's not being publicized.
Oh, here it is. So this is from, source here, Independent Journal Review. Yep, definitely Janky Bitch is gone. But now President Joe Biden's administration is picking two people to lead a review and assessment of the board, which they called grossly intentionally mischaracterized.
It needs to form a committee.
Yeah, hang on. Mm. So they paused the Ministry of Truth, and they fired Janky Bitch, and so now they're hiring two other people to replace her, basically. In a statement Wednesday, DHS announced former George W. Bush Administration Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, or I call him Michael Jerkoff, and the Clinton Administration Deputy Attorney General Jamie Bootlick. No, I'm sorry, it's Jamie Gorelick. Would be doing the review designed to help instill trust in our work. So, yeah.
So same concept, new name, new faces.
The Department of, what are we calling it? The Ministry of Truth? It's just been paused, and now they've hired these two people, Bootlick and Jerkoff, to... sort of review the Ministry of Truth and make sure that it falls in line.
Where did we go wrong? See, what you did wrong is you told everyone there was a Ministry of Truth.
Right.
So when we unpause it, let's just not tell anyone it's unpaused.
Just bad marketing, that's all.
But it is good news in that at least it's not, in full force and, going full steam ahead
On the surface. Right now.
So, but it's still there. There's still some creeps, running it, trying to make it into a thing.
Every few years there's an election to steal. It has to exist.
Pushing them back into the shadows is progress.
Is it, though?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, it's one thing for them to do. Like, of course they were going to do this. They've always been doing this.
Now
for them to suddenly announce, we want you to know that we're doing this. That is a new level of evil, and I'm glad it got pushed back.
Okay, I guess where my come from is I want those things in the light, right, where everyone can see what's really going on, and if you relegate them back to the shadows, the muggles out there will assume it's not happening, and then it's harder to come back.
So you thought the disinformation board was the only ones in the government doing this, did you?
No, I'm saying when those things happen, you flick the light on.
They're going to do what they do behind our back regardless. But they're not going to brag about all of it.
Okay.
And I'm glad that this is not considered brag-worthy in our civilization right now.
Okay. It's easier to get people on your side if you can point to actual things that they're doing, rather than then like me, you get relegated to the realm of conspiracy theory. Where you go, like, well, you don't know because it's not out in the mainstream media.
Well, the good news is that people were loud enough about this particular topic that forced their hand into acting in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they went, whoops, we tried to move the Overton window, and now we're moving it back.
I just think of Rick Overton.
That's the important part.
Whenever someone brings up the Overton window, he's a comic from back in the day. Oh, what can I say? Anything else, Peakless?
No, that's about it.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Celebration.
Celebration. It's a celebration, bitches. Happy Bitcoin Pizza Day to you, sir. I just want to... Here's the word salad that the government uses. Jerkoff and Bootlick would lead an assessment through the Homeland Security Advisory Council that will focus on answering two pivotal questions. How DHS can, and this is quotes, appropriately address disinformation that poses a threat to our country while protecting free speech, civil rights, civil liberties, and privacy, and how it can achieve greater transparency and increase trust.
Propaganda.
Wow. What did they actually say anything there? Like, what does that even mean to anybody?
The word salad.
It's a word salad.
They're going to create propaganda in such a way that people believe the propaganda. That's the two goals.
That is an accurate translation, I believe.
Putin bad.
I would like to just talk about the word disinformation for a second. Or even misinformation, disinformation, those are two different words. They have slightly different meanings depending on which article you're reading and
which dictionary you're using
or whatever. There's no such thing as either one of those, in my opinion. Misinformation, disinformation, used in the context of, like, oh, no, that guy's spreading misinformation, that guy's spreading disinformation. Like, there's only information. Right? And I'm paraphrasing, I think, Naomi Wolf here. There's only information, and then guess what? You, as a human being, have a mind, a brain, if you will, that takes in information and makes decisions as to which information you believe or don't believe is accurate and good information, and then you either act or don't act upon that information.
And the problem is that the vast majority of people go through the public school system. They're not equipped to evaluate information in that way. It comes from the government. It's gospel. It's fact. Yeah. It's good. It's accurate. It's truth. And they will act in that manner.
Right. So... the problem, of course, is not misinformation or disinformation. It's that people have been brainwashed.
Yes.
By?
The government.
The Ministry of Truth. The OG Ministry of Truth. Public schooling.
Coming up next, is it okay to take down your Ukrainian decorations now that it's monkeypox season?
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.